You could drive down Interstate 95 from Boston to the Carolinas this past month and see very little of a familiar spring sight. It's called the sun. We denizens of the East Coast megalopolis are in no position to complain, I guess. The earth is not convulsing beneath us as it is in Algeria. Tornadoes are not ravaging our towns. But for so many days, the Washington Post says in the nation's capital, it's been an entire month every day, we see clouds, drizzles, and not the uncommon thunderstorm. April showers came our way, and while they did bring the flowers that bloomed in May, they just never stopped coming. Some thoughts on rainy spring days in a moment, but first an explanation of this phenomenon from meteorologist Bob Orvik at the National Weather Service. Bob Orvik, what's going on? Why is it so wet?
Well, we've had a persistent area of low pressure in the mid and low portions of the atmosphere that has been across the northeastern U.S., and it hasn't been one storm, but it's been a general average area of low pressure, which keeps on getting re-intensified by additional energy in the atmosphere. So we've had a persistent pattern that has remained across the northeastern U.S., and it's been responsible for the wet weather and the abnormally cool temperatures.
Now, this persistent area of low pressure, is this what some people call the Big Eddy?
Well, I haven't actually heard it referred to as that, but it's not a bad description. It's large-scale circulation in the atmosphere. Our atmosphere has these large-scale circulations at any given time across the entire globe, and typically they can become somewhat persistent over a large period of time, 2 weeks to a month, and at the moment we just happen to be in the location with respect to this circulation that we're in a wet and cool pattern.
And in the immediate future, what's the forecast? When does the sun shine on the eastern United States next?
Well, the best chance we see for at least prolonged sunshine, we may get some breaks in between some of the areas of rain, but at the moment our best chance looks like it's going to be early next week, or actually at end of the weekend, Sunday into Monday, but the overall general trend that we've seen over the past 2 weeks looks like it's going to continue.
Well, Bob Orvik, thank you very much. Bob Orvik of the National Weather Service in Camp Springs, Maryland.
Have a good day.
Which is, of course, the entire problem. It's getting very hard to have a good day unless we generally have a good day. Dr. Barbara Axon is a psychologist in Fairhaven, Massachusetts. Is it fair to say, Dr. Axon, that when it's cloudy and rainy and cold all the time, it's that much harder to have a good day?
It certainly is. It certainly is, especially if it's a persistent situation like it's been for some time now.
You are a psychologist?
I'm a psychologist.
Do you find a difference in what people are telling you these past several weeks?
Well, everybody's been coming in and complaining about the weather, and if people are prone to depression, they feel it even more acutely. And we're all actually subject to the effects of light. When it's cloudy and rainy and cold, we get less light, and people are more likely to stay inside the house where they get even less light, and kind of create a situation that mimics the winter.
So we have tens of millions of sunlight-deprived Americans up and down the East Coast.
That's true.
We're all depressed.
We're all Well, that's what my people have been telling me. But actually, they've done studies, and they looked at depression as you go up the latitude from the equator to the Arctic Circle, and there's progressively more depression as you get closer to the Arctic Circle.
And this May, it felt like the Arctic Circle at times.
And exactly. We're kind of creating a prolonged winter here where people are actually getting less light, and, they're staying in, so they're also doing what they do in the winter, kind of hunkering down. At least that's what they do around here.
Well, when the umpteenth patient of yours complains about the weather, do you say there's a great drug for this, or do you say, don't worry, summer will be here soon?
Well, let's see. I haven't mentioned the great drug, but I think the sun actually is a stimulant for our brain, so I do encourage people to get out of the house where they're not getting any light and get outside and be with other people. Even if it seems gray out there, there's a lot more sun outside your house than there is inside your house.
Well, Dr. Axon, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Okay.
Psychologist Dr. Barbara Axon speaking to us from Fairhaven, Massachusetts. In Philadelphia, Allison Buckley works at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. She's Associate Director of Executive Education there. And in Philadelphia, the weather has been pretty much the same as it's been in Washington or Baltimore or New York.
We've been very waterlogged. It's been pretty grim. I used to live in Ireland. I used to live in Dublin. And I think I've had a worse and a very damp, probably the most damp I've ever been, has been in Philadelphia this spring.
What does it do to you after several weeks to feel damp and dark and unsunlit?
I don't feel that we're looking down at June. It doesn't feel like Memorial Day when you have to take out, you know, woolly sweaters from cedar for Memorial Day weekend. I think everyone has been very lethargic, sort of moping through the streets of Philadelphia.
Boy, what a rotten spring, huh?
It's been miserable. Yesterday I went to lunch and I walked outside and I thought, what on earth is going on? Something's very strange. And it took me about 5 minutes to realize that the sun was shining. I think we had 10 minutes yesterday afternoon where the sun actually broke through the clouds, and I was very disoriented. I didn't know where I was.
But then it went away.
It went away, and it started drizzling last night on the way home.
Allison Buckley in Philadelphia, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Goodbye.
Here are some other wet weather stories from around the East. In Connecticut, police have been issuing fewer speeding tickets than usual. The police evidently would rather stay inside their patrol cars than risk accidents on the slick roadways.
The wet spring is just the thing for a good crop of mosquitoes this summer. They lay their eggs in standing water. So in Vermont, insect control workers say they've treated 1,100 acres with larvicide.
There are flood watches in Florida through tomorrow afternoon. Yesterday, 11 inches of rain fell in parts of Broward County, and flights were delayed at Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport because runways were covered by standing water.
Near Hope Mills in southeastern North Carolina, rain-swollen lakes caused three dams to fail yesterday. No one was injured, but a family was rescued by boat. On Monday, water breached another dam in the area.
And in Tennessee, too much rain has hurt farmers. Wet weather has interrupted harvest of the hay crop and delayed some vegetable planting. Some farmers are concerned that the quality of their hay has suffered.